Looking for a great math program? CTC Math provides online video tutorials that make learning math easy and effective by using creative graphics and animation that are sure to grab and keep your child's attention. Here's a great testimonial from Lori, one of the many listeners of the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast. She said, "One day, my 10-year-old was in tears over math. I tried my best to help, but ended up in tears as well. We prayed together, and that very night, I received an email offer for CTC Math. The following Monday, we reviewed the curriculum together. She was willing to give it a shot, and we have never looked back." Start your free trial today by visiting ctcmath.com. Hey everyone, this is Yvette Hampton. Welcome back to the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast and Merry Christmas. And hey, Abby.
Merry Christmas. Hey, I feel like we just did this, but I think it's been a year.
I know. It has been a year. We were just talking about that. Like, it feels like we just did the Christmas episode like a couple weeks ago, and that was a year ago.
It feels like the longest, yet fastest, yet never-ending year ever.
How is that possible? Oh, I was thinking about that actually earlier today, thinking like, I cannot believe that we're almost at the end of 2020, but it has gone by so slowly.
I know.
Yet so fast.
So it's bizarre.
It's kind of like,
you can't think about it.
Well, it's like raising kids. Like, it seems like, you know, by the day, your days seem to go slow. But then all of a sudden, you know, your kids are out of your house and you're like, whoa, how did that happen?
That went fast. Totally. That's it. That's how we'll sum up 2020.
Right.
Perfect. And hopefully it'll be out of the house soon.
Yes. But not our kids. I don't want them to be out of my house soon.
No.
No. I don't want them to leave ever.
Well. And this season, the Christmas season, it's so fun to do with kids, isn't it?
It is.
I read this really cool thing that said all that Christmas magic that, like, when you were a kid, all the things that you were thought were Christmas magic was really just a mommy that loved you. Isn't that neat? Like, just how you can make this season so special for our kids.
It is. It is.
You know, they may never notice that it's us. Just kidding.
Well, I think they will. And, you know, we as moms, we really do have such a huge impact in the way that our kids see life and see the world. And because they follow our lead in everything. Mm-hmm. So they follow our lead in Christmas. They follow our lead in how we do family, how we do ministry, how we love Jesus, what we think about things. And so it is such a great privilege and such a great honor to be able to have this role as mom.
It is. It's the best. It's the best. And we can take something as amazing as Christmas and just kind of bring it down to what really matters. And that is, that's what we get to do as a mom. When they go out into the world, it's like Christmas is about so many other things, but we get the privilege to teach and instill in our kids what it's really about, what the real purpose of Christmas is, and just how life-changing. It's the greatest, well, one of the greatest stories in history, second to the resurrection.
That's right. But without the birth of Jesus, there would have been no resurrection.
Exactly. And so, without Mary.
Without Mary. Right.
We wouldn't have it either.
Talking about moms, we're talking about the influence and power of a mother. And so, yes, today we are going to talk about Mary, the mother of Jesus. And I'm really excited about this because, well, I'm a mom.
Yes. So
I feel like in a sense I can kind of relate to her a little bit better than I can to many other people in the Bible.
Or at least learn from her too. I think we have so much to learn from her, which is also hard to like kind of wrap our heads around because she was just a young girl. I mean, if you're watching this, you can see that I'm not just a young girl.
Oh, stop it.
But I mean, she was just this young girl, and yet a mom is still a mom. God made all moms and equips all moms to do what he calls them to do. And Mary's a great example of that. So
Yeah, she really is. She really is. You know, it's interesting as we're planning for podcasts and thinking through different guests that we're going to have on and different topics that we want to talk about. Sometimes we get recommendations for guests and questions from listeners and things like that. And so that kind of helps to guide us through our different podcast episodes. But as you and I were thinking and praying through the Christmas podcast, I didn't exactly know what direction I wanted to go with it. And so I think last year we talked, I don't even remember exactly. We should go back and listen. I'll put a link to it because I'm sure it was amazing.
I thought we did trivia, but maybe not.
I was going to say
that was something different.
I think we did do some trivia. But
as we were thinking about this one, the Lord put it on your heart, Abby, mm-hmm. to talk about Mary and to talk about lessons that we can learn from Mary as homeschool moms. And yeah. so as I started thinking about that and praying about it, I immediately I was like, yes, that's perfect. That's amazing. Mm-hmm. But as I started thinking and praying about it, I just found more and more things that I just was like, wow, we really do have so much to learn from this very young girl who was just yep. willing to say yes. And I think for me, that was the one thing that really captured me the most about her, is that there were so many unknowns mm-hmm. and she was simply willing to say yes.
Yes.
And as homeschool moms, we, and as moms in general, but especially as homeschool moms, oftentimes it's just us being willing to say yes. Yes, we will take on this role of homeschool mom. We will take on this role of teacher.
Right.
Even as moms, you know, yes, we will take on this role and responsibility of mothering our children and loving them and raising them up to love Jesus and to know him intimately and devoting our life to being mom and to being wife. And so that was really what struck me. And I was thinking through the song, Mary, Did You Know, which we've all heard. Mm-hmm. And if I could sing, I would sing it for you, but I cannot sing to save my life. When I get to heaven, oh, goodness gracious, I cannot wait to get to heaven because I really want to be able to sing. Like that's my, if I could choose any talent, it would be singing. I really want to be able to sing. And I have a terrible voice. I
feel that same way too.
Yeah, but you can sing, can't you? A little bit? I mean, you can.
Well, this is my range. My range is like that. But I have a daughter and boy, can she sing.
Really?
Yeah.
Is
so,
this your little one or your oldest?
No. Well, both of them, but my oldest. And my little's coming right up after her.
Nice.
So I know.
Well, I can't. So I won't sing it for you. But I am going to read some of the lyrics because just as I was thinking through it, I was reading the lyrics again. And it was so... It captured me. And so it starts out, and people are going to start singing this in their heads, I know, but it starts out with, Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you delivered will soon deliver you. And what did she know about any of that? I mean, when the angel Gabriel appeared to her, about having this baby boy named Jesus, what do you think her thoughts were, Abby? I mean, what would possibly go through her mind? And did she just, was she like, yes, I got this, I can do this? Or was she like, oh my goodness.
I know.
What is happening?
I can only imagine what I would think. And again, like you said, she was young and she was poor mm-hmm. and she wasn't married. So I even thought, I mean, my mind would be blown. And right. I think it's really interesting because she asked a question when the angel told her, like, this is what's going to happen. This is what kind of blows my mind is she said, how is this to happen? Right. Like how? And that's what kind of captures me is we're always thinking like, well, we can't question God. But you know what's interesting is she didn't question God. She said she believed and trusted. She was just like, how is it going to happen, God?
Yeah.
Right. Like, how is it going to happen? And I think like when I think about her and my homeschooling, I feel like how can I homeschool and run a house and deal with what's going on in 2020?
Right.
And do this podcast and do all of this. And she said how, but she had the right motive. It was like, how are you going to do this, God? Like, show me. I'm in awe of what you're going to do, God. Show me how you're going to do it. And the angel said, this is so crazy. Think the angel said, the Holy Spirit will come upon you. Mm-hmm. Okay. Right then I know my nature. I would have been like, and now I have 55 more questions, right. God, like, because that didn't fully answer my questions. Right. Like it almost made it more confusing. Like the Holy Spirit's going to come upon me. But what's amazing is, do you know what she said right after that? That was it. That's all she needed to know. Basically, the angel said, God's got it. And she said, I am the Lord's servant.
Mm-hmm.
And right. that was all she said. Basically, how are you going to do this, God? Show me how incredible you are. And I am your servant. And I think like, I don't know, I think about me and I'm like, man, I could learn so much from this young girl because I'd love to say that would be my response, but I don't know if it would be, you know,
right.
I want God's answer to be enough. I want when God says, I've got this, I want that to be enough. And it was enough for Mary. And it didn't mean it wasn't hard. And it didn't mean she didn't have to sacrifice a ton because we know the rest of the story, right? But all God wanted her from her was her sold out willingness dependence on him. And you know what? He did the rest.
That's right. That's right. And that's what he calls us to do as moms, yep. as homeschool moms, as wives, as friends, as daughters. He just asks us to say yes.
Yep.
And to be willing to do what he's called us to do. Yes. I mean, that's it. He doesn't ask much of us.
No, just this. I am the Lord's servant.
That's right.
And I want to, I just realized, let's put it on our fridges. I think we should all just write that during this Christmas season.
Yeah.
And put it on our fridge. I am the Lord's servant. And so that means whatever he asks of me, he's going to do it, just like the angel told Mary, the Holy Spirit will come upon you. Watch me. I just can see God. Watch me.
Yep. Yep. I think about that so much with mothering and with homeschooling, because we just recently aired an episode with Roxanne Parks about feeling like, you know, I'm not enough or something like that.
Oh.
And I so often feel that way. Like, I am just not enough.
Totally.
And I feel like I'm just kind of failing in so many ways. And not that I'm failing my family all the time. I'm doing what God has called me to do, but I just feel like I always should be doing more or something different, or I don't even know. And I have to constantly come back and realize I'm saying yes to the Lord. Mm-hmm. I'm answering the call that he's put on my life and on my family. And if I'm just obedient to him, he is going to be faithful.
Yes.
To fill in the rest.
Totally.
Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding.
Yep. And seek first the kingdom of God.
That's right. That's right. He's going to do the rest. And so with school, I think homeschooling for me is the one thing that I struggle with the most, because like most moms, and it's kind of funny because most people think, you know, we're making a movie about homeschooling and I do a homeschool podcast and I'm in my 10th year of homeschooling. And so, and I know a lot about homeschooling. So people assume that I have it all figured out and people will ask me questions, and I love talking about homeschooling, but oftentimes I'm like, I'm right there with you, sister. I'm still trying to figure this out myself, and I'm trusting the Lord just like you are. Mm-hmm. And I feel like there are so many things that my girls don't know that they should know. And over and over and over again, I'm reminded to do my best, to be faithful, and God is going to do the rest. He's going to fill in all of the gaps.
Totally. He totally is. And I think about, why did he choose Mary? Like, here is this young girl. I'm talking young, right? Yeah. Not even a husband, right? Okay? That's a thing, right? And totally poor. She has no way of providing for this baby. And you could say, why wouldn't God have gotten this woman who's married, stable, has the home, has six kids already, so she knows what she's doing. You know, she already knows how to change the diaper.
Right.
But God chose Mary because she had to 100% depend on him. And that's, you know, right. What? He knew she would, because she said that quote, you know, I am your servant, Lord. And so often we think, you know, I don't have the education to homeschool. I don't have the experience to homeschool. I have no idea what I'm doing. I don't have the money to buy all this curriculum. But you know what? That's not what God's looking for. That's not what God was looking for in the mother of his son. He was looking for someone that said, yes, Lord, I am your servant.
That's right.
And that's just so powerful, because we even look at other moms and we're like, she has six kids and they're all this. And we do that. But we have to look at things through God's eyes, that what is he actually looking for?
Right.
And it's really just surrender and dependence and trust.
That's right. That's right. Hey, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back. Do you love books, but sometimes feel overwhelmed at the sheer volume of titles that are out there? It's impossible to read everything. It's even impossible to keep up with what's coming out on any given week. There are so many publishers, genres, authors, and titles. Even good-sized bookstores can hardly keep up. So how do you know what's actually worth checking out? That's where Forma, a digital and print journal published by the Searcy Institute, comes in handy. Each week, they provide reviews of a carefully curated selection of new books, many of them lesser-known but important titles from lesser-known but important publishers. They'll suggest titles you won't want to miss, and sometimes they'll provide unique perspectives on books everyone is already reading. So if you'd like some help pointing you in the right literary direction, head over to formajournal.com for both free and subscriber content. You can even have weekly reviews delivered to your inbox. Again, visit formajournal.com. We are back and we are talking about Mary, the mother of our Savior. And it's so much fun to talk about her. I wish that we could just go sit and have coffee with her. I wish we could just go swing by her house, pick her up and say, hey, Mary, we're going to sit down because we want to know. Like, we have some questions for you.
Totally. Give us your top 10 mom tips.
Right. You know, but as you're talking about her just saying yes, her being the Lord's servant, I can't help but wonder what the response was from her family and friends. Now, we know what her cousin Elizabeth's response was.
Right.
But how did the rest of her family and friends respond? And again, oftentimes when we go to our family and we're just doing something out of the ordinary, because, you know, a virgin birth is a little bit out of the ordinary and homeschooling is not as big of a deal as a virgin birth, but homeschooling is a little bit out of the ordinary. And when we go to our family and friends, sometimes they might look at us kind of funny and question us and say, what in the world are you talking about? And so I wonder how she responded to that. I mean, did she just respond with grace? I would assume she responded with grace and just was like, well, I can't really explain it, but God.
Totally.
Right?
Totally. I mean, because listen, think this. Well, an angel told me. Right? I mean, but then her faith, just her total faith and trust.
Yep.
So, yeah. But I also think God gave her Elizabeth in that moment, you know, because God also knows that we do need support. We do need like-minded people. We aren't meant to go it alone, you know. And so as many naysayers as there might have been, and we know that because we read it in the word, that there were a lot of people that were like, what? Joseph? No way. Get rid of her. But God gave her Elizabeth, and that's the first person she ran to. And I love that the first thing that Mary did, the very first thing she did when she found out, is it said that she went quickly. She ran to Elizabeth.
Right.
In Luke 1, it tells us that. And I think that is so, so neat. And it just shows that even as homeschooling moms, we're not meant to do this alone.
Right.
You know, we are, God gives us people in our life to encourage us and to remind us, you know, what God called us to do and to kind of hold us there. And I love that because she went to Elizabeth because she knew that Elizabeth would celebrate with her.
Right.
Maybe it was someone to listen to her, because I know I need that. I need a mom just to listen sometimes. Someone to walk with her in it. And isn't it neat that Elizabeth was also pregnant? So God gave her someone to walk with her in it, you know?
And she was just a few months ahead of her.
I know. And so still someone to give her, you know, someone that was ahead of her in it. And someone to care for her, because she stayed there with Elizabeth for a while, you know, someone to kind of take care of her and to do it together. And we need this as moms. And sometimes this homeschool thing can feel very lonely. And so we need to make sure that we reach out and find like-minded people.
Right. Yeah. That makes me think, like, you know, as we're sitting here talking about this, like, who's my Elizabeth in my life? Who's your Elizabeth, Abby?
Totally.
Who, for those listening, who is the Elizabeth or Elizabeths in your life that come alongside you, link arms with you, encourage you, pray for you, support you? I have a few people, Abby, you're one of them, who, I mean, you and I live 2,000 miles apart from one another, but you're one of those people that I can call up any time of the day and just say, hey, you know, celebrate this thing with me, or pray about this thing with me.
Or just to tell me, you're not crazy, you're just tired.
Right.
Keep going.
Right. You're going to get through this.
Totally.
But also be that Elizabeth for someone else. So who are we being that for in return? Because we need to have those people in our lives and we need to be that person in our life. Right. And so, you know, Elizabeth was a very important character in this whole story of Jesus coming to life and his birth and in the life of Mary. Like, she really needed that. And then you wonder, well, what about her mom? Well, where was Mary's mom through all that?
Right.
I mean, the Bible doesn't talk about that. Her mom.
It doesn't.
We have no idea.
Which also tells us, you know, when we sometimes feel like, oh yeah, I could do this if I had it all together. You know, we would assume that God would be like, well, Mary has this amazing mom that's going to come along and be this incredible grandma. And I mean, if you really look at her, she was like a very unlikely candidate to be the mother of God. Right.
Right.
But that's how God does things. He takes us in our weakest state, and then he equips us to do what he asks of us. And all we need to do, one thing, because I think as moms we're like, I have a list of 10,000 things to do.
Right.
All we need to do is say, yes, Lord, I am a servant of the Lord, and he will he'll give us step by step, and he's not going to give it to us all at once, right? Mary, did you know? She didn't.
Right.
You know, but she said yes.
She said yes. That was what she needed to say. Yes, and that's a perfect way to end this podcast. We have more to talk about. We're going to talk a little bit more about Mary and about her life and about Christmas and the Messiah that was born and just given for us so that we could celebrate his birth because of redemption. I mean, that's what it all comes back to. So join us again on Wednesday. And again, Merry Christmas. I hope you guys are having a fantastic week this week with your family and friends. And be that Elizabeth to somebody and go find your Elizabeth if you don't have one yet. But join us back here again on Wednesday, and we will talk more about this. See you then.